about wraps up Some Sound. Thanks for listening. Don't touch that dial, because in a few minutes you're going to have Radio Free Gack, who I believe has a pretty wicked show lined up.
I hope so.
That's a pretty good description. Cool. Okay.
Well, ringing endorsements.
Damn straight. The ringing endorsement. Anyway, thanks for listening. And don't forget, also at 9 o'clock, you got the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Good time. So I'm just going to leave you out with a PSA. Thanks. And I don't know. I'm kind of a proponent of Remembrance Day. So tomorrow, if you have time around 11:11, I don't know, give some thoughts to those who, I don't know, fought in the wars, etc. Anyway, thanks for listening and have a good night.
Download this. Every Wednesday through Saturday until November 8th, the Vancouver Theatre Sports League present Improv. The internet goes offline and on stage for 90 minutes of hilarity when improv comedians from Vancouver Theatre Sports League take on Facebook, wikis, blogs and iTunes. Improv is on at the New Review stage on Granville Island every Wednesday through Saturday until November 8th. Doors are 7:30 on Wednesdays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Looking for great student rates? Don't miss 2-for-1 Wednesdays, or get a group of 10 or more together and save as much as 35% over Ticketmaster rates. For more information, visit www.vtsl.com.
Sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
Watch out, mister. Here comes the twister.
This is Rudy Ray Moore.
Yes, I'm the human tornado. I chain down thunder and handcuff lightning. I'm so damn strong, it's sometimes frightening. I grabbed a star traveling a million miles a minute and slowed it down to the state speed limit. Yes, I'm the human tornado. Spinning, grinning, and sinning. I used an earthquake to mix my milkshake. I eat an avalanche when I want ice cream. I punched a hurricane and made it a breeze. I swallowed an iceberg and didn't freeze. The human tornado. Flinging cash and talking trash. Feed me, delayed, relayed, mislaid, and parlayed. Jump, thump, bumped, and mugwump. The human tornado! Rated R! Under 17, not admitted without a parent or a note from your jailer!
cross-eyed, bow-legged son of a gun's a messing with me. I've been known to rise up, but I'll cool down later. I'm the bad go to school, I'm the human tornado.
All right, we started off there with Rudy Ray Moore in a radio spot for the 1975 film The Human Tornado, otherwise known as Dolomite 2. No Electric Boogaloo after that. And after that, we heard Arthur Wright sing the theme to that very same movie, both in tribute to the recently deceased Rudy Ray Moore, the raunchy comedian-musician who had been performing since the early 50s. Moore was a witty, ribald R&B singer with roots in vaudeville from his family, and one encounter with a homeless man inspired him into creating the character known as Dolomite, a raunchy extrovert who would toast and rhyme to the dirty lifestyle of a pimp. His comedy albums were sold discreetly due to their adult content, and his films were insane, like the anti-drug film The Avenging Disco Godfather. Moore died from complications due to diabetes on October 19th at the age of 81. Good evening and welcome to the cinematically inspired Radio Free Gack, sneaking up to you from the campus of UBC here and over the airwaves through CITR 101.9 FM and cable in Vancouver. We're also on the web at www.citr.ca for those in Vancouver and elsewhere. My name is Gack, and you can call the studio here at 604-822-CITR. And you can also email me to radiofreegak@gmail.com. However, at this point, I'm having a little bit of difficulty accessing that site because I've been in the midst of changing my password. So the reason you didn't hear me last week, at least live, thankfully Long John with Radio Play to repeat, but my place was broken into. So all my music, well, thankfully I had my iPod with me at work, but otherwise my laptop's camera, vamoose. So whoever did that, thanks. The door's not on the frame properly. Anyways, what we'll do, though, towards the back end of the show is we'll listen to a selection of pieces from David Lynch's film, The Lost Highway. But before then, we'll have some soul, electro, and dance. But we'll start the proceedings off with some indie music from New York. Department of Eagles are a two-man act with connections to the band Grizzly Bear. Their latest album is In Ear Park through 4AD Records. And this song that we have lined up here is track 8. Because you heard on just a little bit beforehand on Some Sound with good host Henry here. He played No One Does It Like You, but what I'll do right now is I'll play Waves of Rye on Radio Free Gack, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
See it always saw that first. sometimes I don't get you. It's like an endless night. Sometimes I don't know you. With my hand. Sometimes I think I don't know how to be on my own. Sometimes I won't answer the door or talk on the phone. With you by my side, I don't have to. Sometimes I don't get you. It's like I'm lost at sea. But then you say you're okay, and I know that you'll stay with me. Though it never comes soon enough, we'll get through the difficult stuff. No matter what we do,
dreams and alibis. That's fine. monochrome. Hollow heart clicks, hollow tone. In time, I see you figure your action pose. Foam injected axle rose. Lifestyle. Should something shake you if you drop the news? Lord, just keep your dancing shoes.
TV on the radio there with dancing chews. Not shoes, but chews, as in choice. Like a choice that millions of Americans made last week there with President-elect Obama, which always still has a great sound to hear when you hear that. A pleasant smile. Actually, on that, dealing with the aftermath of my theft there on Tuesday, I was invited to one of the other hosts here, Duncan, on Thursdays at noon. He had an election day party, which turned out quite well, and we shot fireworks off in the park, and I burnt myself. Anyways, Dancing Chews comes off their latest album, Dear Science, a relatively happier album in contrast to the blinding tension from 2006's Return to Cookie Mountain, itself sort of a protest album against Bush at that time, along with the other tensions that the band had internally. They said that they could not be able to record that album again, so Dear Science is sort of a happier album that way. You can see lead singer Tunde Adebimpe in the upcoming Jonathan Demme film, Rachel Getting Married. Actually, that is out now. And for some reason, the clock on the wall stopped. Hey. Anyways, Adebimpe is playing a sinister Neil Young cover on that. And before TV on the Radio, we had Yola Tengo with Sometimes I Don't Get You from their 2006 album, I Am Not Afraid of You, and I Will Beat Your Ass. Yola Tengo recently announced their annual Hanukkah schedule, where they play 8 nights in a row with various musical and comedic guests at local Hoboken, New Jersey venue, Maxwell's. Though with the Jewish holiday being near New Year's this time around, as I think the Jewish calendar added their 13th secret month. Well, not secret month, but they had the 13th month every few years. So at this point now, everything's recalibrated. So Hanukkah is from December 21st to the 28th. But on December 31st... they'll be playing a ninth night at Maxwell's along with the Reunited Feelies and the Great Brooklyn Trio Vivian Girls. Next up on Radio Free Gak, we have a couple acts with Deer in their name and recent albums to boot. Deerhoof are a San Francisco quartet that had been brazingly unconventional since their inception as a duo in 1991. From their recent album, Offend Maggie, this is Deerhoof with Chandelier Searchlight on UBC Radio, CITR, Vancouver. Deer Hunter, off the Weird Era Continued, spelled C-O-N-T, a bonus disc that was bundled off their latest album, Microcastle. That song was Vox Humana. And the Atlanta Quartet will be in town on November 20th, playing at Richards on Richards with Times, New Viking, and Bar. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The so-called War on Terror is really a war on human rights. Come see films that tell the truth about prison abuse and the use of depleted uranium weapons in Afghanistan, the killing of civilians in Iraq, the legacy of CIA operations in Latin America, and U.S. government harassment of those who speak out against human rights violations and environmental destruction. All part of the Amnesty International Film Festival, November 13th to 16th at Van City Theater, 1181 Seymour Street. Program and advance tickets at ticketstonight.ca. All seats for students, only $7.
Regulations here. You listen to CITR 109.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
That you are. This is Radio Free GAC here. My name is Gak, and next up we have Tiger Tones, and they're a quartet from Christchurch, New Zealand, who put out a self-titled album through Pina Colada Records. No word as to when we'll see a release here, but here's one of their catchy songs called 17 on 101.9 FM Vancouver, CITR.
Come over to my place, baby. how well it was, sir. Marble sinking palms. A photograph described as a quotation. But if I say that I'm moved by the sound of your voice and the way you come out to kneel before beggars and clowns, you're sticking around. This artificial flowers. Listen slips to echo names. All the things that I've been through, she said, while you followed your courses in vain. And the name of the game, solitaire, in a town with no name.
Sister Sunny with Leonard in Drag, a track you can find on their 2001 album, Bandit Lab. And the Norwegian quintet have been around since the mid-90s, based out of Bergen. And from what information I can find, their most recent release was last year's Just Wait Till You Meet the Locals, because they're fantastic. The name of the show is Radio Free GAC. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And if you've kept your dial locked on our frequency over the past few days, you can hear the excitement build as the third annual CITR Fun Drive starts this Thursday, November 13th at 5 p.m. And over the next 2 weeks from that time, all the stops will be pulled out as we ask for your generous donations to help us keep going for yet another year. Sadly, our equipment gets old, debts need to be paid, and our signal needs to be strengthened. And these are just but a few of the long list of needs that this humble Cape station has. Hopefully, you can help us out, and at the very least, you get to listen to 14 days of entertaining radio to keep you tuned in. And it'll be a fortnight of fundraising fun over these trusty airwaves. So if you want already, you can actually go to our website, which is www.citr.ca. If you haven't seen the podcasts there, they are there. The server they're on, it's getting old. That needs a little help too. But the nice thing right now is that on the little banner right now, there is a little link that points that helps you out to donate. But In the coming while, there'll be more information, there'll be a phone number you can call, and everyone sort of gets the little donation prize packs ready. I have some work to do for that as well, too, but trust me, once Thursday rolls around, you'll get to hear a great, great time here. Anyways, what we'll do now is we'll play a couple tracks from Aphex Twin's Reflex label, and we'll start off with the Canadian-based Pole called Bogdan Rzezinski. In 2001, he released an album called My Love, I Love, a romantic, intelligent dance record where all the track names match the album title. What we'll do right now is we'll listen to the second track, which is also called, much like the rest of the songs, My Love, I Love, on CITR Vancouver. Thank you. All right, so just so you don't hear the vacuum cleaner there, I had to run and take care of the door. What we heard there was AFX, one of the many aliases used by the Aphex Twin, aside from Polygon Window, and frustrating to me, Gak. That song was pwsteel.ldpinch.d, one of the retro-inspired Acid House singles that AFX released in 2005. That actually appeared on the Analord single on A-side to 08, which came out in 2005, yes. Anyways, but good thing that AFX did is after he released all 10 or 11 of those singles, what he did is he compiled the best of those songs into the compilation called Chosen Lords. And the odd name of that track, again, that's pwsteel.ldpinch.d, that's a cheeky way to minimize online file sharing at the time, since pwsteel was a widely known computer virus masquerading as an MP3 file. And at that time, it had been infecting sites like Morpheus and LimeWire like crazy. This duo was in town last month, and naturally whilst I was out of town. Their new album will be called Fist of God, and will be due out in the first week of January 2009 through Last Gang Records. No word if this single featuring N-O-R-E will appear, but we'll see. So here is Mastercraft with Bounce on Radio Free GAC, CITR, Vancouver.
Bounce low, bounce low, bounce high,
bounce high.
All I do is party, ha, ha, ha.
Deadmau5, spelt with a 5 at the end, and that was Hi Friend, a single released through the Toronto producer's Mousetrap label. deadmau5 won the 2008 Juno for Dance Recording of the Year for All You Ever Want with Billy Newton Davis.
Download this. Every Wednesday through Saturday until November 8th, the Vancouver Theatre Sports League present iProv. The internet goes offline and on stage for 90 minutes of hilarity when improv comedians from Vancouver Theatre Sports League take on Facebook, wikis, blogs and iTunes. iProv is on at the New Review stage on Granville Island every Wednesday through Saturday until November 8th. Doors are 7:30 on Wednesdays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Looking for great student rates? Don't miss 2-for-1 Wednesdays, or get a group of 10 or more together and save as much as 35% over Ticketmaster rates. For more information, visit www.vtsl.com.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR 101.9 FM. Let's move into some soul, starting off with Rafael Sadiq, one of the founding members of the new jack swing group Tony Tony Tone. He went solo, and he also did some production work for D'Angelo and Joss Stone, but he just released his fourth album called The Way I See It, and it's a gem in retro soul. So here is one of the singles called 100 Yard Dash.
Girl, I tried to run, but couldn't get too far.
And we have the Menahan Street Band there with Montego Sunset. And that band has a few members shared along with the Dap Kings. And the Menahan Street Band's debut album, Make the Road by Walking, comes out this month through Daptone Records. Here's another instrumental soul funk band here, this time from Austin, Texas. And Brownout are another collective of musicians that play in various Tex-Mex bands and other things around there. So from last year's album, Homenage, this is Beretta on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
think you're so beautiful. I just can't help myself.
And what we just heard there from London, that was The Herbalizer with Can't Help This Feeling, the second single off their Same As It Never Was album, which came out last month through K7 Records, their first on that label after leaving their longtime home of Ninja Tune. And as you can hear in the background, we have Angelo Badalamenti's theme to David Lynch's Twin Peaks just sort of oozing here in the background. And what we're going to do now is just... We have about 15 minutes left, so hopefully I can plow through most of what I've queued up here, but if not, a couple tracks are going to fall by the wayside here. So, what we'll hear, actually, will be the spotlight on this week's Radio Free GAC. Will be some songs from the soundtrack to Lost Highway, the 1997 David Lynch film. And Lost Highway was another of Lynch's mind-bending tales about identity, dreams, and the seedy underbelly of an otherwise peachy-keen American lifestyle. The film starred Bill Pullman as a jazz saxophonist in a strained relationship with his wife, Patricia Arquette, and enters sort of paranoia realms there in an apparent setup which results in jail time. Then a peculiar event happens where Pullman turns into Balthazar Getty, a young apprentice mechanic. Now, Angelo Badalamenti has been the longtime score for David Lynch, and what he did was he was originally hired by Lynch to be... Isabel Rossellini's voice singing coach for the 1986 film Blue Velvet. But the song that they had chosen to be sung, they couldn't clear the rights in time when they were rehearsing, so what Lynch and Badalamenti did is they co-wrote their own song, and it worked so well that they've been working up until this very day. But Badalamenti is his own composer as well, too, and he wrote mostly classically inspired music, but one thing I found out is that he actually wrote a song or two for Perry and Kingsley's 1966 album, The In Sound from Way Out. So I've heard bits of that, but now, or at least the album itself, but now I'm really curious to actually run into a lot of it. So what we'll do right now is we'll listen to a couple cuts by Angelo Badalamenti from his soundtrack to The Lost Highway. And then from there, I'll lead you into another composer there. But we'll start off with Fred Rene Make Love on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
Fats Revisited by Angelo Badalamenti from the long time scorer for David Lynch's films, and that was from The Lost Highway. Another composer who worked on the soundtrack to Lost Highway was Barry Adamson, a British musician who played in... a British musician, not museum. He played in acts like Magazine and early incarnations of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. His solo work has a very atmospheric feel, influenced by other film scorers like John Barry and Ennio Morricone. Here's a couple cuts Adamson provided to the soundtrack to Lost Highway, starting off with Something Wicked This Way Comes. All right, and we just heard there was Barry Adamson with Hollywood Sunset from the Lost Highway soundtrack, a film directed by David Lynch. So, coming up at 9 p.m. here, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. Then at midnight, we have Vengeance is Mine with 2 hours of punk with your host, Trevor Fielding. So keep listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver throughout the evening and on through the night. And remember, starting this Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, it is the CITR Fund Drive, Year 3. So remember to place a pledge and help us continue to provide an independent voice on your dial. So if you missed any of this week's show, you can grab the podcast from CITR's website, www.citr.ca, or you can just browse through iTunes. Their podcast directory does have me listed there in one form or another. As well, I have a link to the podcast, along with playlist information and links on my website, which is gak.ca. In the background here, we have one of the industrial tracks provided by Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails 4, the Lost Highway soundtrack. This is Driver Down. And what we'll do is we'll close off the show with one other song from Lost Highway, and that's a sort of a weird electronic number by the Smashing Pumpkins, one of their few songs released between their double album Melancholy and Infinite Sadness and the very electronic-inspired Adore. So the song coming up after this will be I. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in 7, where I hope to have some wonderful pledge drive-based material to hopefully encourage you to give us, unfortunately, some much-needed money. So, anyways, take care, and remember, tomorrow, there's Shindig at the Railway. It's the last of the first round there. And then tomorrow, it is Remembrance Day, after all. So please, do take a moment of silence there and have Last Post humming in your head at least. And as well, too, just for the municipally minded here in Vancouver, we have the municipal elections coming up as well, too. Please remember to vote, so take care.
One. You are listening to CITR.